B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from the PC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Bum, 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 bum. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stretch, get ready for another day of fun and heat here in the Queen City.
Yes.
And areas around.
I love it when I'm in my car yesterday and it's 100 degrees.
Ugh. And I love it when I watch the news and the meteorologist is saying, you know, another hot day here for the Piedmont. 83 for the high up in Blowing Rock. I'm like, oh, Blowing Rock.
Nice and cool. Well, yeah. That's cool. But like, any other time of the year, 83 is really hot, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You lucky bums up there in Blowing Rock.
It was so hot, I took Callie to go get a bath today, and I kind of felt bad of her walking in the parking lot just to even to get inside. I was like, if it's 100 degrees out here, it has to be scorching hot on the asphalt.
Mm.
I can't imagine if you put a fur coat on.
Right? Yeah, she must have been dying yesterday. Oh, but it was so hot, and it's a perfect, to me, I was like, it's a perfect day to go get like an ice cream because it's so hot. And I did the awful mistake of ordering a Oreo Blizzard and then looking at the calories after I ate it. Oh my gosh, do you know how many calories are in a small Blizzard?
Tell me so I don't make the same mistake.
600 calories.
Yeah.
I got a small, like I thought I was being good, you know, I was like, I'll just get a little small. You know?
Really?
Ugh.
Yesterday was so hot.
Okay. Oh, this is a fun game.
I saw a chicken lay an omelet. Loren, yesterday was so hot, I saw a squirrel picking up the nuts with pot holders in his paws.
Okay. How hot was it yesterday?
Roy, it was so hot yesterday.
Uh-huh.
When you were at Dairy Queen, there was a funeral procession pulling through so that they could cool off.
I don't get that one.
Me neither.
Is it because the body's cold?
No, I think they were just hot. You know, they're supposed to just continue going to the cemetery, but they stopped at Dairy Queen.
Oh, to get some, okay.
Lorraine, it was so hot yesterday, Jehovah's Witnesses started using telemarketing instead of going door to door. It was so hot yesterday, I saw two trees fighting over a dog. All right, and so on.
Oh, that's it for that?
You want more? I got more.
Thanks, Roy.
It's so hot, cows are giving powdered milk.
I don't understand that.
Lorraine, it's so hot.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday I bought bread, and when I got home, it was toast.
I like stupid jokes. That's funny, man.
It's so hot jokes.
Yeah.
Those were the how hot is it outside jokes. From funkidsjokes.com.
That was hot.
How hot is it? It's so hot. Forget trying to make a chili dog.
I don't get that one either.
A chili dog?
Is a chili dog hot?
Oh, because it's a chili is cold.
Yeah. Don't think too hard about these.
Chili's cold on your dog?
No. But if you're chili...
Oh, I gotcha.
You're cold.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you. All right, let's talk about us. Let's do our day yesterday in 30 seconds so we can catch up on each other.
I think that was Roy.
I did mine.
Okay, Loren.
I looked at the calories of Dairy Queen. I'm so sorry. I feel guilty. And then I went home and I got really upset about it. And I refused to eat dinner.
We had a rough day in the Streger household.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, baby Cash was not being a very good boy yesterday. And instead of doing what I knew was right and staying home with him, because it was National Hot Dog Day, our au pair Elena really wanted a hot dog, and there's a JJ's Red Hots right by our house.
Amen.
So
plug
I said,
bell. That's where we went yesterday with intern Josh. Roy and I took him out there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, I'll take you and Cash to JJ's Red Hots. I'll get a veggie dog. and you guys, you know, eat whatever. I'll have a salad when I come home. So we get there. Cash is acting up. I mean, like melting down, throwing himself on the ground. I'm like, you're so embarrassing. I'm like, okay, excuse me. So
he's embarrassed to be with you too.
Yeah, I know. So we get home and then all like the worst part of my day happens and I try the front door code lock and the battery's dead on it. So I go around to the garage and open the garage door and I'm like, great, we'll just go on through the garage. It's not a big deal, whatever. Cash has this nasty habit in our new house of locking the garage door from the inside. So now I'm completely locked out. Dallas is in another city. Elena's with me. Nobody's in the house. I can't get in. Yo, I had to kick the door in
really?
From the garage to the house and I broke the whole damn frame of the door.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize you had that much power.
I was so upset afterwards. I was like, let's just take one step forward and three steps back.
Oh man, you know, there is bougie neighbors are like looking out the window going, oh, should we call the police?
Somebody's breaking into the chateau. Oh wait, yeah. That's Loren.
Well, that doesn't still seem right.
And I feel like I just told everybody how easy it is to break into
the house. How many times did you have to kick it?
Once.
Oh really? That's it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, you were pissed.
Better give a crappy door.
Did Elena take video of you kicking the door in?
Oh, we
that would have been so good.
I know, but we were all so upset at that point. Okay. It was like, you know, the baby's screaming, you can't get in the house. I was like, uncle.
I gotcha. Hey, my day in 30 seconds has to do with the new face app that everybody's using and whether or not our pictures are getting in the hands of Russians.
Oh, I don't care about this stupid story.
Roy, I did research on it. You don't have to listen, but we will discuss in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Room 5. Cardi B, Girls Like You on all the hits. Kiss 95.1.
Now, Roy, I said that I did a little research on the new app that has everybody going crazy, the Face app.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't care. Will you be excusing yourself for this conversation? Or?
No, you can try to sway me back to caring.
Okay.
Why don't you care? Let's start
because
there.
Because I saw so many people on social media yesterday shaming others for doing it. And I'm like, just stop. Just let people do it.
So the angle that I'm taking, Loren, is something that you also heard, which is don't use the Face app because it's sharing your information with people, including people in Russia.
Well, the people who made it is from Russia.
Yeah. So our good friend Alex Giles over at WBTV did a little research. I read his article, and he actually got a response from the Face app company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mike Holland, the executive vice president. Mike Holland is an executive vice president of a cybersecurity company. He said be cautious anytime you utilize a social media app that involves sharing data. But a lot of times, without even knowing it, if you download an app in the Apple store or the, you know, your Samsung store, you're already giving your information up because your information is saved into your phone. So when you purchase the app, whether it's free or not, your information just gets transferred.
Oh, and by the way, when's the last time you read the terms and conditions?
Yeah. But you have to say you did.
Right.
Yeah, you have to accept.
They're like 13 pages long.
So Alex Giles goes and he reaches out to FaceApp and he actually gets a response. And they say, we're receiving a ton of inquiries regarding our privacy policy. FaceApp performs most of the photo processing in the cloud. We upload a photo selected by a user for editing. We never transfer any other images from the phone to the cloud.
Okay.
That's what they say, okay?
That's good news.
They say, we accept requests from users for removing all data from our servers. Our support team, as you can imagine, is currently overloaded. but you can go on to the mobile app, Face app, mobile app, and ask to have your...
I thought it was pretty instant. I thought it instantly gave it to you. I didn't realize it's uploaded to the cloud and someone does it for you.
It's probably all instantaneous, right?
It says the main reason for that is for performance traffic. We want to make sure that the user doesn't upload the photo repeatedly for every edit operation. Most images are deleted from our servers within 48 hours of upload time.
I did see that part yesterday.
I believe it. It's a lot of photos they'd have to keep on to if they didn't do that.
All FaceApp features are available without logging in. And you can log in only from your settings screen. As a result, 99% of users don't even log in. Therefore, we don't even have access to any of their data, including the identity of the person.
Hmm.
Which I get. They say we don't share or sell any of our data with third parties.
Not yet.
Yeah. And even though their core R&D team is located in Russia, the user data is not transferred to Russia. Enjoy using the Face app, everybody.
Look at you. You dispelled all the fear things going around. Fear mongers.
Well, Alex Giles did. I just read the article because I was curious about it.
Yeah, because a lot of people were like, hey, right, Putin's going to have your photo. I'm like, what's he going to do? Post me up on his wall and stare at me in that?
Yeah. The American Wall of Shame. Me, Roy, and Lorraine.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Like, at that rate, it's an elderly photo of me. So it's not even a good one. All right.
Well, Manny, you just mentioned the Face app. Well, Scooter Braun has finally kind of commented on the whole Taylor Swift drama. He was one of the famous people who uploaded his photo and posted it with the caption, "The last couple of weeks have really taken a toll on me," with his older photo.
Funny. Yeah. Roy and I are onto something where we go find people who are older anyway, and we go, oh, yeah, the Face app looks great.
Severed.
Mm-hmm.
The Chainsmokers found a fun way to promote a new song they're teasing. They tweeted out a phone number, and fans that had texted that phone number got a kickback to a YouTube link with Takeaway, which is the name of the song, and it was a little teaser of that.
Wow.
Which I thought was fun.
Steps, though.
Yeah, but you just, like, you tweet out a number, and, like, if anyone catches on, I thought that was kind of cool.
But now they have your number. Now they're going to text you whenever you want.
Is the number Russian?
Yeah.
Whoa, watch out now. All right, Chrissy Mez from This Is Us. Do you know that she's putting together new music? Yeah. So she was, I mean, she wowed everybody at the Academy of Country Music Awards when she sang I'm Standing With You. Now, she was joined on stage by a bunch of other, you know, big wigs in the industry. But she says that she's now working on new music and has confirmed it.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. And this was big news yesterday. If you were a big Gossip Girl fan back in the day, HBO Max has announced that they are bringing back the show. And everybody was all over this on social media yesterday. Now, I've learned a couple things. This will be kind of a spinoff, and it's set 8 years after the original show's finale. So it'll be a new generation.
No, not the original cast then?
They're not saying who's been casted just yet.
Okay.
But the way that I'm gathering this information, the old cast may be a small part of it if they are, but it's not going to be about them. It's going to be a new generation. But we will get 10 one-hour episodes. And like I said, no casting or release dates have been announced at this point.
My wife is watching the old episodes right now.
Oh, that's
binging.
Yeah, that's fun though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's your dirty.
Thank you, Lorraine. So I did something yesterday, and I felt pretty embarrassed about it, but I'm almost certain I'm not alone. It has to do with texting. We'll discuss 7 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, so I did something embarrassing yesterday, but I'm sure I'm not the only person to do this.
All right.
So, I was texting with the guy, Lorraine, who's going to do the tinting in my windows at my house.
Yes.
And somehow a text message came over from my buddy about meeting up for beers. Okay. So I am on my phone and I ignore that text message. It just, you know, as I'm typing for the guy doing the windows, the text message pops up on the top of your iPhone. I have an iPhone.
Right. Uh-huh.
So the text message pops up. I swipe it up. And it goes away, right? So I clear out of it. I send the message to the window guy. Go to send the message to my friend because he was the last text message.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be the next person. Without looking, I send the text message. I'm doing really dad stuff tonight. Won't be able to have a drink with you. So my buddy doesn't respond. I'm like, that's weird. And like 10 minutes goes by, 15 minutes goes by. I sent that message to the window dude.
Yeah. I see what you did, because when you sent your text message to the window guy,
it was after.
The last text message in your phone was the window guy, so you just resent it. I see what you did.
Even though the text message that came through is from my friend, so I thought that would be the last one.
Right.
Yeah. He never responded.
Is it awkward now?
I was like, at least give me an LOL. Or at least give me sorry, wrong person.
Yeah, I think that was meant for someone else.
Yeah. So I accidentally texted the wrong person yesterday, which wasn't terrible. You know what I mean? It was like, I just said, hey, I'm doing dad stuff tonight, which mm-hmm. I was a total dad mode last night, making dinner, feeding Ruby because Amanda's still not feeling well. And trying to play, kick the soccer ball with Dean. You should have seen me in the kitchen last night. I was like an octopus. So I want to hear from you guys, though. Maybe Roy, Loren, Nicole, maybe you guys have a story to share where you accidentally texted the wrong person.
Yes, I really badly texted the
person. Oh, I remember you did something.
What'd you do?
Well, I don't know if I've shared this story. I've done it multiple times. Mine involved me coming out to someone.
Oh, no, you did one too where you texted your sister.
Oh, yeah, I did do that. Where I was trying to text Sterling and I texted my sister something.
You were like, we need to try. It was something about needing to try it and it sounded very sexual.
Yeah. Yes, but it wasn't.
Right, right, right.
Wasn't.
Okay.
But back in this is like when I was majorly in the closet, 2011 or 12, and I was texting some guy that I was interested in, and I was also texting a coworker, kind of like you, at the same time. Well, I didn't have both of these numbers saved in my phones. They were just random numbers. Well, all of a sudden, I get a text message saying, well, I actually know your cousin, and they started listing all my cousins. And I was like, well, listen, I'm in the closet. Can you not tell them I'm gay?
Ah.
And I sent it to my coworker. He responded. He goes, I'm not going to tell anyone you're gay. It's none of my business.
You're like,
oh,
that's what I'm
going
to do.
How about you, Loren?
So I actually have a friend that just had this happen to her. She was on the receiving end of a text message that wasn't meant for her. And it was really awkward because the guy who sent it to her was a client who was cheating on his wife with a girl that had the same name she did.
Oh.
So he sent this big, long, so graphic. Like, thanks for being the Energizer Bunny last night.
Whoa.
You impressed me, blah, blah, blah.
And he's married?
Yeah. So he sends it to his client. And she's like, what do I even do with this? I know he's married. Like, what do I do?
You just gotta delete it.
Yeah.
What did she do?
I don't know. I think she just stayed out of it.
All right. So we need to hear from you guys, the MRL Show fam. When did you do this? That's what I said. I think we're all guilty of it. My level wasn't as bad as that level and wasn't as bad as Roy's level. But it's still embarrassing when you send the wrong text message.
704-570-9595. When did you text the wrong person? Call us now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We've all been guilty of it. We've all accidentally texted someone the wrong text. So many messages are coming through to 704-570-9595. You could call us on the number. Listen, texting us, I know it's the easy thing to do if you're in traffic and you can't get on the phone real quick. But gosh, when people text us, we have so many questions. We would much rather you call us at 704-570-9595.
Absolutely.
Did you see the one where someone from 980 said I was arguing with the guy over text and then accidentally sent him a very long text that was supposed to go to my girlfriend about how much I love her and I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her?
I did see the text message about a woman planning a surprise party for her husband, and then she accidentally texted her husband the details of the surprise party.
Oh, that's the worst.
And by the way, the guy who he was arguing with in that one text message, he's probably like, all right, dude, we don't have to argue anymore. It's fine.
Or just being like, now she's in love with me.
Yeah.
The woman, and she's mad, now she's in love with me.
All right, this is Molly in Gastonia. Hey, Molly.
Hey, guys.
Hi, so you've done this a lot.
Yes, it's so embarrassing when you screenshot somebody's messages and accidentally send it to them.
And who were you trying to send it to? Another friend to talk smack?
Yes, and then you can't get out of it because you can say, oh, that was meant for XYZ, but it's still their messages.
So. Right, you've screenshotted their messages.
Mm. Yep.
What was the screenshot about? Do you remember?
Oh, probably oh my God, can you believe she just said this?
All shady.
Getting a message and being like, oh my God.
I know. I wish there was a retrieve button.
I know.
They should give you a 20 seconds.
20-second
window.
Well,
they say if you put your phone on airplane mode really quick after you send it, you can cancel the message.
Ooh, good life hack.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Have you ever lost any friends over doing this?
No. I mean, girls talk smack all the time, so you just kind of roll with it.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Molly.
All right, let's talk.
And that's something, sorry, Roy, that's something you got to be careful with too, Loren, is if you're on a text chain with a bunch of people. So, I'm on a friend text chain, and there's, five of us. Then someone added a sixth person who I'm okay with. other people on the text chain are closer to this person.
Right.
And you have to be careful because I can't talk bad about this person because now I have two text chains in my phone.
Yeah.
And one of them might be the one with that person on it, and one of them might be the one without.
I told you that's happened to me numerous times. Not to me personally, but I have been on a group text where somebody was talking smack about somebody who they thought was excluded from the group text.
I know. God, it's so deadly.
This is Megan in Huntersville.
Hi.
Hi, so tell us the time you texted the wrong person.
Okay, so it was actually this year. I drove all the way to Raleigh to basically just confess my love to my best friend. And during this time, one of my buddies from college was kind of also in the picture, but it wasn't, nothing was going to happen between us. But a couple days later, my girl best friend texted me and was like, hey, how are things going with Devin? And I texted her, and during this, I was also texting him about something. We're like best friends going on like 10 years. So I ended up texting her about the whole situation, but it actually ended up going to Devin. So I panicked. I was at work and I was like, oh gosh.
It's the worst thing ever. It literally is the worst thing ever.
The worst feeling.
And you can't cancel. So like what you were saying before, like there's no like end button.
No, but we just found out you might be able to quickly go to airplane mode.
Yeah.
I got to try that.
Yeah, try it with us. Send us a message, then go to airplane mode and see if, it, and we'll let you know if it comes through, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, Megan.
And we'll put a whole guide up, a blog about it on the website at kiss951.com.
I'm working on it now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I deleted her name.
hello, the caller from Lancaster. You're on the Manny Roy and the Rem Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, so what's your name?
I'm Samantha.
Samantha, tell us what happened.
Me and my boyfriend have been dating for 4.5 years now, and probably within the first year of us dating, he stayed the night, and I text him, well, I thought I text him, but I text his mom, and I said, were you trying to move furniture with me last night, or was I just dreaming?
Why do you have his mom's number?
I've known them for a very long time.
Okay.
So I've had his mom's number for a while, and their name both starts with B. So I wasn't even, like, thinking.
Mm.
And, yeah, I was super embarrassed. She thought it was funny, but I didn't think it was too funny.
It's your dignity, Samantha.
Yeah.
Thanks, Samantha. Oh, gosh. Text message came through and said, my coworker sent a message to our group chat talking crap about our boss. That included our boss.
That's so awkward.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to make sure whenever I'm texting, you know, crap about you guys to Nicole. I got to make sure you guys
are
here.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, we have to get to producer Nicole. Yesterday, her best friend and her were supposed to talk. We'll find out if they connected or not.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday, producer Nicole, you told us that your best friend, and this is a story we've been following for some time, but to get everybody up to speed, your best friend got engaged, and you felt like she should have reached out to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Before she was going to do the proposal or even immediately afterwards, and she didn't. You found out through social media and other friends.
Right. My best friend got engaged, and to me, that seems like something that I would know about beforehand, but I found out via social media.
And since the engagement, you and her have kind of a, you cooled off a little bit.
Right.
You haven't been talking to her as much, blah, blah, blah. Well, she was in Charlotte yesterday.
Yes. So over the weekend, she said, hey, Wednesday, I'd love to see you coming through Charlotte. And I responded with that saying, absolutely, like, would love to see you. But, you know, there's a conversation that needs to be had. If you're ready to have that conversation, I'm here. And if not, I will be here when you are ready to have that conversation.
Oh.
And did the conversation happen yesterday?
Nope.
Oh.
I got no response to that text message.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I mean, people go through different things and people deal with things differently. So at this point, I'm very much in like a position in my life where I'm very worried about me, you know, like just I'm trying to focus on things I need to focus on and not pay so much attention to the things that don't better my life at the moment. And right now, there's not anything I can do. If I am mean or, you know, petty or reach out in a negative way, I think that's only going to push her farther away.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So at this point, you know, I'm here. I'm still, I mean.
Should we invite her to come on the show?
Ooh, let's just dish it out. Mm. Let's dish out the issues.
If she won't text me back, she won't.
I mean, we've done that before.
Yeah.
We've helped MRL show family members get
things together. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, what actually comes out of it? I mean, that, you know.
I don't know. Just a conversation.
But Nicole just needs to be here for her when she's ready to talk.
Yeah, and people, like, what I've come to find out about my friends and relationships, and really probably anybody, is that everyone eventually comes back around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's you lose your friend to the honeymoon stage and they're like all up their significant other's butt and wanting to hang out all the time, they eventually come back around to their friends. And I think for this one, it'll play out the same way. It'll just take some time.
Okay.
Do you think it would be until after a divorce, or do you think while they're still married, she'll get over this weird...
Or before the wedding.
I wish I had an answer to that.
Are you planning on going to the wedding? Like, do you think you're going to get an invite?
To be honest, I don't.
Wow.
I think they'll elope.
This hurts me because I know it hurts you.
Yeah, I mean, it does. But like I said, at this point, like, I can only focus on the things I can control, and I can't control that.
Okay. When's the last time you spoke to her before she got engaged? Was it like 2 weeks where like you feel like she should have told you before it went down? Or was it like months that you hadn't spoken to her?
I will say probably over the last like 6 months. Conversation, the depth of conversation has gone down. Conversations have still been had, like, hey, how are you, yada yada, but as far as actually like,
but like a couple days before,
you like stuff?
yeah
I do. Huh. How about you? Yeah, good. All right.
Maybe like within the month.
Okay.
A month.
All right. Yeah, things happen quickly sometimes.
Yeah. All right, well, keep us updated on your friendship, please, and if you get a phone call or a text with her, let us know.
Got it.
Everybody's all in. Okay. Thank you, producer Nicole. Somebody who doesn't have a great relationship with his pants.
That's me.
Is Roy. So you're not alone, Nicole. You don't have a great relationship going with your best friend right now. Roy doesn't have a good relationship with his pants.
I got to tell you about the most embarrassing thing happened when I was on vacation in New York City, to where I was shimmying blocks back to my hotel.
Shimmying.
It wasn't good.
All right. We're going to get to it in 3 minutes, y'all. Don't go anywhere.
I went on vacation to New York City, and I got into a little bit of an embarrassing situation.
What happened, bud?
So I was wearing suit pants, like they're very thin. It's not like jeans; it's what you wear with a suit. And so it was mid morning, and I was like, "Let's go up," because we had time before we needed to check into the hotel. Because we got to New York super early. I was like, let's go to Bryant Park. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful
place.
Big park in New York City, right there near Times Square. It's in the middle of Manhattan, and it's just beautiful. So we start to go that way, and we order an Uber, and the Uber shows up. I get into the car, and when I get into the car, I hear it.
Oh.
I hear the rip.
Oh, no.
But I haven't quite assessed how bad. So we start driving off, and I look down, and my pants have just exploded. I mean, the fabric has, like, disintegrated. Like, it's not a hole. It's, like, massive amounts of skin is exposed.
Oh, down, man. There. Just blowing in the breeze,
and
huh?
And it's all in the crotch area and the inner thigh. And I don't know how it happened.
And you're wearing underwear or not wearing underwear?
I'm wearing underwear, but it goes literally from the crotch all the way down my pants. And so I have to tell the Uber driver, I'm like, you got to pull over, because I can't go to Bryant Park with this. So the Uber driver's confused, thinking something's wrong. I'm like, no, you just pull over.
What did Sterling say?
Sterling's like, no one's going to notice it. I'm like, no one's going to notice it.
You're like, my stuff is hanging out.
Everything's visible. What do you mean no one's going to notice?
One side.
He's like, we can paperclip it. Paperclip it.
Oh, my God.
No, like, we don't even paper clips. We're in an Uber. You know what I'm
so you know, if those were his pants, it'd be like, no, we're going back.
So we get out of the car. Oh, my gosh. I feel so much of that New York air down there. And it's so visible. So I have to, like, hold my legs together because it's in the crotch and the inner thigh part. That's just, and by the way, when I tell you, it's like a whole 12 inches exposed to down there. It's a mess. Like, I'm telling you, my pants exploded. And so I'm having to, like, shimmy with my legs rubbing against each other because I don't want people to see. Because if I walk normal, hello, it's all exposed. I get to the hotel, and, of course, it's morning. It's mid-morning, and our rooms aren't even available till like, what, 4 p.m.? And so I'm like, well, and I kind of opened up my legs. And I was like, I have a little bit of an issue and I need to change. Is there any way you can get me into my room early? And they're like, it's impossible. Can I use your restroom then? And they're like, well, it's only for hotel guests. I'm going to be one.
Yeah,
they're
you
like,
are one.
But you have to have a key to get into the bathroom.
I'd be like, then you can give me a key or walk me over there or I'm not staying in this hotel tonight.
Or so, I'm going to flash the entire lobby. You got three choices.
And so she's just like, well, go to concierge. Concierge is like, I already gave out my restroom keys. And I'm like, well, I'm like standing in the lobby. And I'm like, you guys don't understand. I'm practically naked.
Like, at that point, you should have just dropped your pants in the middle of the lobby and been like, does anyone have a key now?
Roy looks all tattered, like as if he was like a castaway on an island and, you know, his plane crashed and his nice clothes are all tattered and ripped.
That's what it looks like. You're like, did you walk through a grinder down there? What happened?
What the hell happened to you?
And so finally, someone came back with a room key and I... You know, went to the bathroom and changed, but it was so embarrassing. And I'm sure some people saw some unfortunate things.
Did you toss the pantalones out, or did you...
I still got them if you want me to bring them
in. I would love to see them, yes.
That's a massive hole.
Exhibit A.
You kept them.
Well, hey, I was going to do like a video on it, and then I was too embarrassed.
Mac in Fort Milroy is here for you. Hi, Mac.
Good morning, Roy. I feel your pain, man. Night I got married. Me and my wife had just finished our first dance, and I wanted to go pick my mom's dog up, who was older, so I could take a picture with her and me and my wife. And I go to pick her up, and I hear this giant rip.
Oof.
And there's a rip from about my calf to, my right butt cheek.
So massive. Oh, man. It sucks, and I should have known, because I'm a bigger guy. And it wasn't a Toyota Camry. It was the thing that's smaller than the Camry. It's like an itty-bitty car showed up. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, so you're blaming the Uber.
I am.
For the tear. Because you had to compact yourself.
I was squishing into this car, and my fabric just gave off.
Oh, my gosh.
My uncle exploded.
Like tearaway pants. Remember tearaway pants?
Do you know what tearaway pants are, Roy? Like basketball players wear them.
I do know those.
Yeah, that's what you had on.
I do. And by the way, I had a hole in the pants. I did have a hole in the pants, and they were sewn up. Mm-hmm. And I checked to see maybe if that's what gave out. No. Like, that's still fine. It's random in the middle part of the leg just exploded.
That's funny. Well, we're getting lots of text messages, Roy. You're not alone. People have wardrobe malfunctions all the time.
Very true.
So, all right. Lorraine.
Yes.
Still to come. What you got coming up in the dirty?
So, Aubrey O'Day of Danity Kane, or formerly of Danity Kane, has something to say to Diddy about rebooting his Making the Band show, and she's not happy. I'll tell you why coming up in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So we talked to you yesterday that Making the Band is about to make a comeback, that Diddy wants to reboot the show. But one of their original cast members, Aubrey O'Day of Danity Kane, kind of isn't happy about it. Doesn't sound like she's for it. She said, you had Making the Band because of us. How dare you bring back without bringing back the true stars show that you can finish
petty.
What you started. Then she retweeted a fan who said, no Danity Kane, no Making the Band. It's just that simple. Call it a boycott if you want. The originals still have unfinished business.
Can I tell you how young I am? That's how I originally was introduced to Diddy. I did not know about his music. I knew about the TV show.
Oh,
you didn't know about Harlem World?
I didn't. Yeah.
Wow. Bad boy.
Because it was 2005 when this show was big? Yeah, I was like just starting
out. I was listening to Diddy back in the 90s, man.
Yeah. Way to make us feel old, Roy.
You're welcome.
We're really not old.
You're welcome.
All right. Courtney Cox is delaying her wedding once again. And, she's been with her longtime love for years. They were supposed to get married back in 2015 when their daughter Coco was just 8 years old. when her daughter Coco was just 8 years old, but she was going through that divorce with David Arquette. So they decided that they just wanted to keep things not complicated and wait until Coco is 18. Well, now that she's 18, they're supposed to get hitched in 2022, and they're pushing it back once again.
Coco, the tennis player?
No. Oh.
The 15-year-old phenom?
No, not her. Isn't she, is she from here, or did I see
Coco?
That on Florida's news?
Coco's from Delray Beach, I think.
Okay, then that's what it was. I was like, I saw that she was local, but I think I was in Florida when I saw that. Okay, so Katy Perry, she's opening up about burying the hatchet with Taylor Swift and ending their longtime feud. She recently said in an interview that she thinks that both of their audience influence very young people, and that these kids are going through this same exact situation every single day in school, and it's very familiar to them, which is why she hopes that they can be a beacon of hope for younger generations to not carry such hatred towards people.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's so petty.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She said, you know, I kept seeing Taylor at all these different parties, and I just walked up to her one day and apologized and said, I love you, and I hope you know I want to be friends with you in the future.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe she's the one who started it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, started the repairing.
Well, there was that olive branch, too.
Some people are just bad people, though.
And you can't have them in your life.
And so Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, they're not bad people. There was just a misunderstanding that kind of went awry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But some people are just bad people, and you don't always have to extend an olive branch.
No.
It was pretty cool for people to be feuding, though. It was great drama.
Well, you got
Scooter Braun and T. Swift are still going.
Taylor has a feud with everybody. Yeah, so just give you a new one.
Kardashian and insert name here.
Yeah. I want to feud with someone. I never feud with anyone. I love everyone.
That's not true.
That's not true.
There's no other people here I'm feuding with.
Roy quietly feuds with people. Like, oh. You don't know Roy's mad at you.
Yeah, people do annoy me.
But I'm not feuding.
I'm not publicly feuding with anyone.
No, but you privately have a list.
Oh, yeah. There's several people who have done me wrong.
Oh, and by the way, once you're on the list, you ain't never getting
on. No. You have to do something pretty bad to me to get on.
There's somebody on Roy's list who hasn't worked here in like 3 years. And I'm like, did they work their way off? He's like, nope.
Still on it.
All right. Well, that's your dirty.
Let's put Gambit Red. 704-570-9595. Just 23 wins. Call now. Take her down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Doug. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
We're good. Doug, you are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today. Let's see how you do.
Yes, ma'am. Lorraine, if you would, please leave the studio.
All right, I'm going.
Lorraine is putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio. The door's open, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Doug, playing for everyone in the Queen City. Courtney Cox has been engaged since 2015 and has most recently delayed the wedding yet again. She's known for her role as Monica on what sitcom?
Friends.
Question two. It's rumored that Harry Styles is going to play Prince Eric in the live-action Little Mermaid remake. What boy band propelled Harry to fame?
One Direction.
And Steph Curry, the Joe Bros, and Drake are just a handful of celebrities who are growing old using what popular app? What's the app called?
Snapchat.
Question four. Former Bachelor Nation star Wells Adams is now engaged to long-term Modern Family star Sarah Hyland. True or false? You can watch Modern Family on the network ABC.
Oh, true?
And question five, what pop star teased an announcement on Insta by saying that the new movie Cats is coming out and reportedly she's in the cast? Who is that?
I'm sorry, would you say that one more time?
Yeah, what pop star teased an announcement on Insta about the new movie Cats in which she reportedly is part of the cast?
Pop star.
You either know it or you're not.
Let's say Kesha.
Okay, come on.
Was number three correct? Mm-hmm.
No.
No, okay.
I dropped my pen
and I didn't hear his answer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he got three correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Three right, Doug. Let's see how she does. Courtney Cox has been engaged since 2015 and most recently delayed the wedding yet again. Courtney is known for her role as Monica on what sitcom?
Friends.
That's right, 1-1.
And it's rumored that Harry Styles is going to play Prince Eric in the live-action Little Mermaid remake. What boy band propelled Harry to fame?
One Direction.
2-2.
Steph Curry, the Joe Bros, and Drake are just a handful of celebs who are growing old using what popular app?
face app.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Doug said Snapchat. 3-2.
That's all right. Question 4. Bachelor Nation star Wells Adams is now engaged to his longtime Modern Family, star, Sarah Hyland. True or false? You could watch Modern Family on ABC.
True.
Ooh, Loran. That is correct.
Oh, my God.
It's currently 4-3.
I hate when you all do that.
What pop star teased an announcement on Insta about the new movie Cats in which she reportedly is part of the cast?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. Kesha was Doug's guest. Final score, 5-3. Loran, you got 24 wins.
Doug. Sorry, man.
Unfortunately, it's all right. I'm going to keep on trying. Unfortunately, again, I just can't beat Loran.
Thanks for playing, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, Doug, have a great day. War of the Roses is next, you guys. We do it every Tuesday and every Thursday at 7:50. Hannah says her man, Chris, is turning into a different person.
Oof.
He shaved his beard off. He's buying different clothes, and she thinks there might be another woman behind it.
We're going to do War of the Roses. It's coming your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hannah, you sent us an email. You're a girl after my own heart because you've already confronted your boyfriend, Chris, over panties that you found in his pocket. What is going on?
So we've been dating for a little over 2 years, and yeah, I was doing laundry, and I found like a pair of panties that weren't mine and definitely weren't his in his front pocket.
We didn't think about that. Maybe they were his.
I feel like we're open enough that if they were his, he would tell me about it.
Okay.
He used to have this like really long beard that he was super into, and all of a sudden, like, he shaves it off. He buys new clothes. Like, he's just kind of like becoming a different person.
Transforming.
And then on top of that, yeah. And then on top of that, like, finding panties in his laundry, it's just, you know, it's all too much of a coincidence.
So did you confront him and ask him about it?
I did, and he said he had no idea what was going on or where that came from.
And how's your relationship right now, you know, since you confronted him?
I mean, like, he's gone. Like, it feels like he's gone more than he used to be.
I think we have enough here.
Especially with the panties. My gosh. Okay, let's give him a phone call. It's important, though, if we call him and he doesn't send the flowers to you, remain silent, quiet, because what he puts on the card could tell a lot about the relationship, okay?
Yeah.
Hannah, do you have someone in mind that it could possibly be?
No, honestly. He works mostly with men, so there's nobody like that comes to mind straight away that it could be.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris.
This is him.
Hey, Chris, my name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, it's all right.
Well, Chris, I'm calling with some great news. We are running a Instagram tag contest. We're a new company. We're just trying to get our name out there. And I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle.
Okay.
Do you have someone that you would like to send these romantic roses to?
Do you want her name?
Yes, please.
Can you send them to Ashley?
Okay, to Ashley. And I also have a card to go with these romantic roses. Chris, what would you like to write to Ashley on the card?
Something like, this has been the best time of my life. You're the best. I love you so much.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm sorry, which Ashley is this? Is this Ashley?
Hello.
Chris, you're on War of the Roses with the MRO Morning Show. It's where we bust cheaters. Hannah's on the phone. Hannah, do you know this Ashley?
Yeah, that's my best friend.
Oh, good.
What? Yep.
I'm sorry. I met her, like, we talked at the Halloween party when you weren't there, and things just kind of, like went off from there. I'm really sorry. Like I didn't. Recently I can't even tell. Like she got into me. Like I get it. Like I shouldn't have done.
So you're not making a lot of sense right now. You're just kind of saying words. Like I feel like the past like month, like you're a different person, and like Ashley's not even talking to me, and it's just, you guys are just like it just feels like everyone's turned against me, and it's just because you guys are off together.
So
it's
Hannah, not... you haven't heard from Ashley either.
Mm-mm.
That's what I hate about this, because you lose, you know, significant other and you lose a best friend.
Yeah.
So my life is just kind of over right now.
That's not true.
You're
at
gonna
all.
Be fine.
That's not true. There's better. You know what? Because they were never your friend to begin with. A real friend would have never done that. So if anything, this is a blessing, because you now know. You don't have to waste your time with these fools.
Yeah.
You can go find people that actually care about you and love you.
I feel like I just put a lot of time into my relationships and my friendships, and it's just the biggest betrayal from everyone.
I know I don't expect you to forgive me like immediately, maybe, but please think about it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, everybody makes mistakes, but I think...
What do you mean everybody makes mistakes? You're, like, apparently in love with my best friend, so...
And Chris, why do you need her? Like, I don't understand. Are you trying to get back with Hannah, or you just selfishly want her to forgive you?
Ashley and I, like, we still want to be friends with you. Like, it doesn't have to be.
No, no. Okay.
No, f*** you. No, absolutely not.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
Got somebody on hold who says War of the Roses is the worst thing we air. We'll explain in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte. A Beasley Media Group station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. KIS95.1, the number one hit music station.
And Frank in Charlotte, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We just heard that War of the Roses.
Yeah, man, and I think it sucks. Really?
You think the War of the Roses that we just aired sucked?
Cheating does suck.
People have it rough enough. You know, I just switched to your station from another radio station. You're out of control, man. You're ruining people's lives.
Well, hang on, Frank. We're not ruining the lives. The people who are on War of the Roses, the cheater is the one who's ruining the relationship. We're just bringing light to it. They made the decision to cheat. We're not telling them to cheat.
I just gotta speak in behalf of the men.
I'm just trying to understand how we're the problem when the cheaters are the problem.
And let me just make a point here too. It's not just guys that cheat. Like we call the women too.
Yeah. But you know what? Do something nice for the guys. You know what I'm saying?
For the guys that are cheating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Help them out. It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes, man. You know?
Okay.
They make mistakes, and what's wrong is wrong. What's right is right. But, hey, you know, get off this thing and give the men a break.
Frank, let's be clear, too, about one thing. The person who thinks they're being cheated on reaches out to us. We don't reach out to them. We have an email stack, Frank. We can show you. Every time we air one of those segments, we get probably, 10 to 20 emails from people, and that's on the low end.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what should we say? No, we don't want to help you. We're helping people.
No. You're not helping nobody, man. You know what I'm saying? You should give away a truck.
Can I?
Thanks for cheating. Here's your truck.
I do agree we should give away a truck, just not to the cheater. I'd love to give one away on the radio.
Oh, man, you know, everybody has little dark secrets, and we're all human.
I don't disagree that people make mistakes. People do make mistakes. And we've had plenty of people come on our show, and we catch them cheating, and they realize what's going on in the relationship. They work on it, and they're still together. That is a real thing. But at the end of the day, Mania's right. They contact us because the cheating's been going on behind someone's back, and we bring light to it.
Yeah,
We find out. Don't nobody care, man. Frank, it's one of our highest rated segments, Frank.
Nobody cares. You get ratings. You don't care about
Frank.
You don't care about the men, man.
Frank, are you married?
I was.
And then did you get divorced?
Yeah.
You cheated, didn't you, Frank?
Well, that's none of your business.
Frank, thanks for listening to the Manny Roy and Lorenz show.
Sore about it.
We're not going to listen to you no more, guys.
Yes, you are. You're saying that, Frank, but you will. I have a truck. I'll take you for a ride in it.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
All right, dude. Whoa. Oh, my God. Nicole, pick up on Frank and get his number so we can have him back on again.
I don't want to lose the guy as a listener. He's a fun character.
He goes, I think you should give away a truck.
Yeah, you just cheated.
But congratulations. We're going to hit you up with a new Dodge Ram.
Yeah. So that way you can pick up your new girlfriend and go to a date.
If you cheat, you get a truck. You know what? I couldn't judge whether Frank was upset at us because I think at first he thought we, like, meddled in the relationship.
Yeah.
And that's just not true, as people who listen to the MRL show know. Then I thought, well, now he's mad because we air the War of the Roses and there's so much negativity in the world as it is, so we don't need to hear that. But that's not even what he was mad at.
No.
Then he starts going down the rabbit hole of give the guys a chance, man. They cheated. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
And it's like the big deal is that they're in relationships. That's all we're trying to tell people with War of the Roses. If Roy's dating Loren, then wants to start dating me, you better tell Loren that you want to start dating me before you start dating me, Roy.
Right. Amen, sister.
That's what you got to do.
At the very least. And by the way, that's 100% serious. That's what's going on behind the scenes here.
Yeah, we all date each other. That's actually how we all started. We're on a big date.
Frank.
I want his opinion on a lot of things.
See, I do too.
I want to, like, get his opinion on, gosh, everything. Just from, I mean, I'm sure we could ask him about the weather and he'd go 20 minutes about it.
Yeah, the phone's ringing again and Nicole's on. I wonder if that's Frank calling back. Frank, give us your number.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I think it is. She gave us thumbs up.
Angry Perfect. Frank. Oh, man. Well, listen, we appreciate all of our radio family comments. If you ever want to comment about anything you hear, we'll be gladly to accept it, even if it's bad. Some people don't like what they hear.
By the way, if you want to hear more Frank, we'll take your calls on that, too.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show.
Freaky Frank.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, Lorenz, what do you got coming up in the dirty? I think it's Frank's favorite segment.
Yeah. Chrissy Mez of This Is Us, she's got new music coming out, which we didn't even know she sang. But she also had a really interesting previous job that has to do with Ariana Grande. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
And we're also, Lorenz, before we get to the dirty, going to talk about this issue that a hotel in Florida is having with homeless people?
Yeah, it's a park and rec's place. And they're having a little issue. And I'll tell you how they're taking care of the people that are hanging out after hours coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Loren.
Yes.
I think a lot of people are familiar with two songs that we're going to play. One is this one.
Oh, yeah.
A little baby shark for you. That'll be in your head all day. If you think that's annoying, or you've just heard it so many times, and you're like, I can't listen to it again. There's another song called It's Raining Tacos, and I've never heard this song before.
Dean plays this one.
Okay, my nieces haven't introduced me to this.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos.
Loren, we're not out of music. I love the songs we play on Kiss 95.1, so why are we playing Baby Shark?
shark and it's raining tacos.
Well, you guys know I just went on vacation to Florida, so now I have like Palm Beach news and Fort Lauderdale news popping up on my timeline. I just saw a Parks and Rec rental banquet facility in Palm Beach is having a problem because after hours, there are people, homeless people coming and not only sleeping on the patio, but vandalizing the property.
Mm.
So they've posted a sign saying, you know, no trespassing, blah, 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 and it didn't work. So now they've taken it to a new level and they have looped Baby Shark and raining tacos to keep people off the patio after hours.
Oh my gosh.
You don't think this would work for you? You don't think you'd be done with it? And like,
oh, no, I'm saying it would work for me. I wouldn't sleep there.
Oh, let's go anywhere else but here.
I just want somewhere quiet.
That's so funny.
You could probably eventually add Old Town Road into that, too. I know some people feel like that's a little played out.
What you're going to find is that all of them are going to get together and they're going to start dancing and doing like a group performance.
It'll be a flash mob.
It'll go viral. You're like, what's happening?
And the way government works, they'll be like, yeah, that was our plan all along. We're so proud of our homeless community that is vandalizing our public spaces.
Like, you see them all sleeping, and all of a sudden they pop up and do like a whole dance routine. Oh, it's like, oh, they're napping. Okay.
Well, there is a whole dance to Baby Shark, so maybe.
12 people doing it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next thing you know, they're on the Today Show. Here they are, the viral sensation. I want to try this.
What do you mean?
Like, I think we should go to like a park, maybe uptown, and blast Baby Shark and it's raining tacos.
And see what happens,
and see if people get up and leave.
You think so?
And see if it acts as like a deterrent.
I'm sure once they hear it 16 times.
It's raining tacos.
Yeah, it's gonna upset people.
Let's try it tomorrow.
That's a good idea. We'll do it on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, Taco Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The story's going to be old by then.
I know. We won't wait that long.
And we have Josh, our intern here. We went to lunch with him yesterday. He was wanting to do more on the show. Maybe we could send Josh out with a
speaker.
With a loudspeaker and see if anybody leaves. All right. We're going to work on this. Stand by.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So, if you missed the news yesterday, Gossip Girl is making a comeback. HBO Max has just announced that they're going to be bringing back the show. And now this was a CW show that they're going to be doing a spinoff of. And the spinoff will take place 8 years after the original show's finale. So this will be a new generation.
That's twice you said finale. I wonder why.
I don't know why.
I've never heard of that word before.
I wonder what she's mixing in there.
I don't know. I have no
finale.
Idea. We'll break that down
reality,
another time,
finale?
Though. Yeah, maybe reality. I don't know.
Oh.
Anyway, you're going to
go
get
to therapy and unlock that one.
10 one-hour-long episodes. No casting update or release date at this time.
Hmm.
Now, Chrissy Mez, she is best known by us for This Is Us. And she not only just said that she's coming out with some new music, but she also says that back in the day, she had a very interesting job that involved managing Ariana Grande. Do you have that audio?
Oh, I didn't know we had audio. I was reading something about the new 90210 reboot. What? Which? Oh, Chrissy Mez. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Here we go.
You used to be an agent?
Yes.
To Ariana Grande?
Yes. Yeah. I was on her team when she was on Victorious, so
yeah.
She came off of Broadway off of 13, and like, I mean, you just knew sort of when she opened her mouth that she was going to be a star.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's an interesting job to go from agent to into the limelight.
Yeah.
And that face app that everyone is using to make themselves look older, well, people are now thinking that there's an NSYNC reunion coming because Lance Bass posted a picture of the group using the face app and said, we finally reunite in 2050.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's a joke, guys.
Mm.
Ugh. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What does everybody need to have? What does the Ren like?
All right, so you guys know I love to travel, and I found on an Etsy shop this map that has all the 50 states on it, and when you go to those 50 states, you can pick one of the photos and frame that photo in the size of, like, California or Florida or New York. So it's really cool. It's like wall art that you can put photos in.
So if you've never been to California or Texas,
it
you can take
a blank at that point. It'll just be white, or you can just put something else in there until you go. You don't know.
You have to see it to understand it. I'm looking at it.
Does that make more sense now?
Yeah.
It's a map of all 50 states,
and
it's also picture frames.
Oh, so the picture frame is the shape of the state.
Yes.
Now, what if my picture doesn't fit, isn't shaped in the state?
Roy went to Rhode Island once.
Yeah. I don't understand how you put something in Hawaii, quite honestly.
My thigh is bigger than Rhode Island. Can we do something about
buddy,
that?
You're going to have to go to Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and then we'll just do one New England picture.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. But we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Go check it out. The idea is actually pretty cool. Speaking of vacations, producer Nicole took it upon herself to rate our vacations. We were off the radio for 12 days. We went to the beach. We went to Florida. We went to New York City. She's going to rate our vacations on a scale of A through F. And which one of us has an A and which one of us has an F? Does somebody get, like, what's the lowest score you're going to give someone?
I have, someone has an A, someone has a B, and someone has a C.
Oh
okay. That's okay. Not bad. I'm pretty confident.
Somebody loses, though.
Well, I know. I think I won.
I won.
All right, 7 minutes, you guys. Producer Nicole rates our vacations.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Producer Nicole, you worked the week we were gone.
I did.
And so you took it upon yourself to rate our vacations.
Yes, I did. Me working was me being in this studio alone, which meant a lot of time on Instagram, which meant, you know, just seeing what you guys are up to.
Okay. So, Roy, where'd you go?
I went to back home to Virginia to be with my family and my nieces. And then I went up to the Big Apple, New York City. And I was there, part of history, with the New York City blackout.
Okay. So what grade does Roy get?
Roy gets a C.
What?
What? Wow.
Roy gets a C?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought for sure I won this.
Because I'll tell you why. Home is nice. And you also spend some time here in Charlotte. That's nice. New York is cool, but New York is stressful.
What?
And you did that the last weekend, and you came back on Monday, and you needed more vacation. You were not rested, you were not rejuvenated, and quite frankly, you weren't happy to be back.
No, you're right, I wasn't happy to be back. I came back to work, and our first day was stressful. I was like, screw this, I want to go back to New York City.
Who gets to see?
I had so many good photos, I was there part of history.
Wow.
All right.
Well,
that
now I'm
means
afraid.
That one of us, Loren, one of us gets an A and the other one gets a B.
Either me or you, Manny. Well, I went to Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia, to be with family there.
That's right there near my hometown.
Yeah, which we do every year. It's a family tradition. And then I went to my hometown of Fort Lauderdale to see my mom. But we also did like the whole tour of South Florida, and I basically spent a week and a half on the water.
Okay, so one of us gets an A, one of us gets a B.
Mm-hmm.
Before you give the grade, talk about the vacation.
Okay, talk about for the A or the B.
Whichever one you want.
All right, well, Lauren, like you just said, you spent 12 days on the water. You just mentioned three different places, which means three different traveling situations. And with a kid, you got a B.
You came back
needing more. You didn't seem rejuvenated.
I came back needing more because I like my tan.
In the week that we had off, that sounds like a lot of traveling, a lot of different stress. Your flight got delayed or rerouted.
So you see what Nicole is basing her grades on.
Is travel.
You guys are overstressing yourself on your vacation and you didn't take a breath.
What do you mean? I had a very stress-free travel. They even upgraded my ticket, which was surprising. Never happens.
Okay, quiet. Talk about my A.
Class.
It's the only A I've ever gotten.
Yeah. So, Manny,
I forgot.
Manny spent time at the beach with his family, and I think that is with Ruby. I think that's your first.
It was
full family vacation.
Bali Beach.
Oh,
yep.
I see what happened. Here. This is bull crap.
He came home to Charlotte. Hush. Got to spend time that week with his wife and with his kids.
And my family came in from Chicago.
Yep, he had home time with family. He got to see family. He didn't have to stress. His family came to him. He didn't have to stress about travel. And Manny came back happy, rejuvenated, and ready to work.
This is crap. This is crap. Because number one, you like him more than you like us. And number two, you're only doing this because it was Ruby's first trip.
Well, she did look really cute.
I know. You got my baby photos.
Dang
I know.
It. I need to have another baby so I get A's.
Hey, at least we went on vacation. I know someone who had to cancel their vacation.
Oh, that's nice.
And maybe you had to cancel your vacation. Did you have plans to go on vacation and for one reason or another have to cancel? 704-570-9595. Yeah, I'll tell you why this person had to cancel their vacation. Something came sooner than they thought.
Mm.
So they had to cancel. And we'll take your calls, too.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Nicole just rated our vacations. And I really thought that Loren was going to get an A on hers.
Really?
Me
you
too.
Didn't think I was going
to
get an A?
Well, Nick, Loren went to Florida, and like you used all your vacation
all
time.
Of it.
Like,
every bit of it.
Every minute you were gone. Whereas like Roy and I did like a little bit of a staycation.
Well, but that's you couldn't use it because your wife had to travel. Our vacation mm-hmm. felt weird for you.
Yes, but my family came in from Chicago. My brother came in with his three kids, but I still had a nice time. But what was interesting is the way Nicole used her grading mm-hmm. level was. I'm the most relaxed and the most rested during vacation for coming back. So I got an A, Lorraine got a B, and Roy got a C.
Shocked.
But you did go to New York during a blackout. That is a little...
That's cool.
But that's not like A cool.
What do you mean? I was part of history. I was in the background with news cameras.
At least we got to go on vacation. Can you imagine booking a vacation, having it all planned, and then something pops up and you can't go?
Yeah.
That's what happened to one of Amanda's friends. She was booked to go to Bald Head Island. She was due to have her baby at the end of July. And so July 4th week, she was going to go for like her little baby vacation. Mm-hmm. Last time going out with just the two kids. Now there's a third coming. She went into labor early.
Oh, wow.
Wow, she's lucky. She didn't go to Bald Head Island.
Yep, had a little baby girl and had to cancel her vacation.
All right, so we wanted to hear from you on why you had to bail out of your vacation. This is Melissa in Concord.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. What happened?
So we actually, me, my husband, and my three kids planned a vacation to Cape Coral in Florida, and it was scheduled for the last week of July, beginning of August. July 1st, our landlord gave us a call to tell us that he was going to sell our house, so we had to move. So the expenses that we had saved for the trip, we now have to use to move to move. So... Now we have to cancel our trip, which we've already paid half of our part of it to go, which we won't get back. So we have to kind of eat that $350, which isn't much. But
where are you going to go, Melissa?
Cape Carroll, Florida.
Cape Carroll, Florida, okay.
Man.
Where is that? What coast?
Honestly, I'm not sure. My sister-in-law booked it.
Okay.
So I'm really not sure.
I thought my Florida expert, Loren, would know, but...
I don't know where it is. Cape Carroll?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. My sister-in-law booked it.
Maybe it's next to Candyland. Well, that sucks. And I guess you were month to month, which is why your landlord said, hey, it's time to go.
It's near Fort Myers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But, I mean, one door closes for another door to open. So even though we don't get to go on vacation, something better may come from this. So we're looking at the positives.
Okay.
Of course. Great job. Thanks, Melissa.
Let's bring in Q from Charlotte.
Yes.
Hey, Q, what happened?
Oh, well, the crazy thing about my trip is I had these friends who were very experienced travelers. They were flight attendants, and they knew all the ins and outs of flying. I've never been out of the country before. So they approached me with a trip that was supposed to go to Bali, Indonesia.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, I'm super hyped. I'm Instagram. Bali this, Bali that. I am all up and down. I'm checking everywhere. I got a whole itinerary planned to go to the elephant park. I'm so hype about this trip. So they asked me for my money. I paid my part of the money. They only booked me one plane ticket out of the country and said at a later date, we'll get another plane ticket. So I'm like, okay, cool. Y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all know, you know the ins and outs, know how to find the best deals. So that way I can do Bali, Indonesia, which is in the Indian Ocean, for under $1,500. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine. I'm all for it. So push comes to shove. I go get my passport. Everything is fine. I'm like, yes, I'm about to go to Bali. I'm floating at work. I'm so hyped.
What happened? Why'd you have to cancel?
So I had to cancel because they didn't book me a plane ticket back, and they booked their plane ticket. So then they told me that, go ahead on there. By the time I went to book, it was $2,500 that I'm just not going to spend to come back to the U.S. So I had to end up canceling my trip. And then lucky part is I really couldn't go anyway because my passport didn't make it here in time.
Oh, wow.
What a nightmare. And he was all pumped to go.
I know. And the best Instagram friends are like, yes, that was Bali.
That's so embarrassing.
Posting pictures.
Yeah. Jessica, real quickly, you have a minute. Tell us why you had to cancel.
Okay, so this was kind of a good reason why we had to cancel, but my boyfriend applied to UNC Chapel Hill for med school last year to start this August, and he got denied. And after we found out, we booked a trip to France for this August, and then a couple weeks ago, he got a call from the admissions department. They randomly offered him a spot in this year's class.
Whoa, so,
man.
A couple weeks. He starts in a couple weeks, but now we have to cancel our trip to France.
Wait, why wouldn't you just go without him?
Lauren.
What?
I don't know. We travel a lot together, and it's kind of expensive.
I'll go with you.
Spend on a vacation by myself.
So how much are you getting back, Jess?
Well, we booked an Airbnb, so luckily we're getting 50% on that.
Okay.
But we actually procrastinated a lot on booking the plane ticket, so luckily we didn't book that.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
So it's just Airbnb.
All right. Thanks, Jessica. We have somebody on hold who actually canceled their vacation because they're cast on a reality show.
What?
Yes.
That's cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
We're going to find out what reality show. Maybe your vacation is Survivor. We'll find out coming up just after 9 on the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Mani, you're bringing up why you had to cancel your vacation. We just came back from vacation, but some people couldn't go on theirs. And we're getting a ton of text messages. One person from 443 texted in and said, I had to cancel my vacation because the night before we were supposed to leave for the mountains, our entire roof blew off thanks to the microburst.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It can be anything that stops you from going on vacation. We got a tweet at the MRL show from someone that said their vacation house on the Outer Banks burnt down. They found out 2 weeks before they were supposed to go.
Oh.
At least they didn't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, to nothing.
And we'll just put a tent. We still get the property.
Maybe. There's construction going on in the background. Like, people are banging on hammers.
All right. Robbie, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Why did you have to cancel your vacation?
Well, my wife and I were planning to go to the Outer Banks, and we had to cancel because we were cast on a reality show.
Really?
That's fun.
What type of reality show?
It's not named yet. It's something that they're kind of, in the beginning processes of filming and producing, but basically it's about trivia. It's about trivia nights.
Really?
Oh, like bar trivia?
Yeah, like bar trivia. My wife and I, we're kind of local legends. We do a lot of bar trivia, and we auditioned through Skype with a producer over in Vegas, and they said that we were the right type.
Now, was this still all at the Outer Banks Beach, or where did this happen?
No, they wouldn't pay for us to go there, no.
He had his vacation planned to go to the Outer Banks, but had to cancel because he's got to go somewhere for this.
Well, they're going to pay for us to go to Vegas. So we get to go to Vegas, and that's awesome. But unfortunately, we had to cancel the trip to the Outer Banks and lost our money there.
I wonder if it all equals out in this end. You know what I mean? Like, is it all, in the end, the money is the same?
No, reality does not pay the same.
We're well aware.
Yeah, so we lose out on that. But, I mean, the bright spot is, I mean, we get to possibly be on TV. I mean, hopefully it'll go through and everything will clear. And they'll, put us on national TV, which would be kind of cool.
Did you win any big money on the trivia game?
Yeah, I mean, most trivia bars don't shell out a ton of money. They usually shell out gift certificates or prizes, and they're usually things just for that particular bar. That's the unfortunate.
Oh, so you got to go back to where you got them to. Yeah.
By the way, I love this idea.
I don't know. I think it kind of sucks when the prize sucks.
Yeah, but I think it would be cool to watch, like, bar trivia. Watch, like, a 30-minute reality show about bar trivia. Yeah. People that are really good at it.
It gets intense. Watch somebody cheat, you know, because they're not supposed to have cell phones out. I mean, if you see somebody with a cell phone out in the bar trivia, like, it's like you...
You guys ratting on each other.
It's like a class A felony.
Breaking code.
You know?
That's bro code.
And we all know that Darian brings his Google glasses and he's reading whatever.
All right, Robbie. Well, keep us informed if this show makes TV, okay, bud?
Absolutely, man.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.